along the side, and I went in the back of the car, and I took out a piece of wood, and I hammered it into the ground by the sidewalk on Roscoe Boulevard. And I said, okay, I'm doing it right here and right now in case I've never done it before, and I wanted to have in my mind that I had hammered a stake into the ground. Well, I had to collect my composure for a moment. Because what does remembering the time you hammered a stake into the ground have to do with a mysterious sovereign work of God? If it's any comfort to you, I don't know the exact time of my salvation. But I don't judge my salvation by the past. I judge its reality by the present. And that man said to me, I always doubted until I pounded that stake in the ground. Is that crazy? What does that have to do with anything? Those today who teach that the remembrance of a past event, the remembrance of a childhood prayer, the remembrance of a baptism is a legitimate basis for the believer's security and assurance are wrong. The exact time is never the issue. There are some people who don't remember their birth. I don't. My mother told me about it, but I don't remember it. That doesn't mean I'm not alive. There's a fifth reason that some people lack assurance. Some lack assurance because they still feel the flesh strongly and wonder if they have been transformed. They feel the pull of sin. They sometimes feel the pull of doubt. They feel the hankering after the past life and the world and the old relationships. They feel the pull of recycled sinful experiences dragged back through their consciousness. And they wonder if the presence of all of that doesn't indicate that they are not a transformed person. They are not a new person in Christ, where old things are gone and new have come. But what they're really experiencing is the battle of Romans 7, right? And in Romans 7, Paul says, there is a principle in me that's in my flesh, and it's there all the time, and it's powerful, and it's relentless, and it makes me do what I don't want to do and not do what I want to do. And there's another principle in me, and it's the love for the law of God. And the law of God is holy, just, and good.